what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
The spring sports season is officially over. Came to a close on Saturday. It was a big day for Carbon and Emory High School athletics. We had tennis wrap up, and we also had track and field, and we had plenty of state champions represented here in the Castle Country. For the Dinos, three state champions. That was a lot of fun. Joining us right now to talk about that and to recap the season in general, we have head coach Jimmy Jukes. Coach, great to get you back on to talk about these state champions. I know it was an exciting weekend for you and your program.
Yeah, thanks, Jordan, for having me on.
Three state champions, Coach. I'll let you just dive right into it and talk about it. One being a two-time state champion now in Haley Prescott, another being a freshman state champion. So, there's a lot to get into there.
There is. You know, you look at Haley, and if we start off with her, nobody knows the amount of pressure that goes behind. You won a state title last year. Everybody wants to beat you. Everybody's gunning for you. The pressure to repeat is just immensely high. And in a event like high jump, where just millimeters can make the difference between clearing a height and not clearing a height, and putting together with all the pressure and all the stress that goes along with it, to be able to repeat is just remarkable. And she did a great job. And the thing that made it even more crazy was while she was jumping, the weather decided to be a Utah typical day where it was raining, and then it was snowing at one moment, and then it was sunny, and then it was windy, and it's just she got to jump in all four seasons for that state title, and she did a great job. She blocked out all that distraction, blocked out the fact that she was the defending title holder, and went out and did what she needed to do to win.
Once that's over, Coach, I know this is the difficult thing, right, for track and field. You have all this excitement here, but there's so much more still left to go, right, especially events for Haley. So that's got to be difficult from a coach's perspective, to be excited about what's happening over here to the left, but knowing you got something going on over here to the right.
Right, you know, and that was the thing. That was the very, very first event that she was in, and she had three more events for the day. And so it kind of sets the tone for the way her state track meet was going to go. And so her winning that kind of propelled that first day of track for us. And her to get that win in there, you just got the sense that the whole team was kind of feeding on something a little bit bigger that first day. I know we had a chance to talk during the meet after that, and we talked about momentum, and it felt like that kind of catapulted our momentum that first day and got us going, and then took us right into day two.
Let's talk about some of the other state champions, the two other state champs. I want to start by talking about your son here, because I know it's difficult for you being a coach. You don't typically want to toot your own son's horn, but Coach, you have to. Here's a freshman. I mean, he is now on pace to be a four-time state champion. You don't get to say that every day. And we maybe jump at the gun there a little bit, but still, a freshman goes out and wins the high jump. What an extraordinary accomplishment.
Yeah, I mean, Traxton, I mean, and the thing is, everybody, when they watch him, I mean, other coaches from other schools talk about him. The Delta coach had been talking about to his jumpers, he's like, watch out, there's a freshman at Carbon High that's a stud. You guys better be aware of him. And he came up and got him in the high jump. And it, you know, he's been jumping since he was five or six. I mean, he's been around the Carbon High program for a long time. Just, you know, I mean, some of these kids from way back when, remember when he was really small and they were texting him and telling him good job. But he, you know, he just put it together at the right time. And sometimes being a freshman, it's really difficult to take in the whole atmosphere. It was lucky for us that we had a great senior in Will Carmichael that was out there jumping with him. And Will was just as capable of being in that mix as well. But he, you know, as a good teammate, Will was out there talking to him and walking through things. Once Will got eliminated, he was sat there out there on the high jump mat with him, or out on the runway with him, and kind of helped Traxton out and was really encouraging. And you need that. And he put it together and managed to pull it off. But, yeah, I don't know the last time a boy freshman has won the high jump at the state meet. I was going back looking to see. It's a really rare thing to have happen. But, yeah, I'm really excited for him as a dad and as a coach. It was fun to be out there. It's, you know, kind of fun to be coach and then be the first one to hug him when he wins. So it was kind of fun.
And then we also, Bowden Robinson's another one we have to talk about. And so, again, a freshman kind of sandwiched in between two seniors.
Yeah, you know, and Bowden has had an outstanding year. You know, Bowden has won out. He broke the school record in the jab. He's won numerous meets. He's got some of the furthest throws in the state. He was probably the one thing that we, you know, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, we'd be like, oh, Bowden's a sure thing to win the state title. There's nobody's going to touch him. And then he popped his elbow out in Delta and has had that nagging injury and managed to put a gutty performance together to just win that state title. And you know, just you can't say enough about him. You know, he goes out and wins that. He's put a lot of hard work and effort into that. The kid just, you know, when he had to have it, went out and had it. And, you know, all these kids that we had the meet were like that. They just performed really, really well.
Again, our guest right now, Coach Jim Jukes, again of the Garmin Dino Track and Field Squad. Coach, when it's all said and done, the girls finish in the top five, the boys finish inside the top 10. We know it would be difficult to go out and win a state championship. You got to pull a lot of points. You got to have a lot of depth. And just because these kids didn't win the individual state championship in their event or didn't win the overall event, we still had plenty of kids that pulled some massive points that allowed the girls to get in the top five and the boys to be in the top 10.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you got to look, I'm on that girl's side, you know, Emily Elliott, I mean, that girl takes third in the long jump. She takes fourth in the 100 hurdles. She's on that 4x1 that takes third. You know, she did a lot of good things. You know, Haley Prescott, she wins that state title, but then takes second in the long jump, takes seventh in the 200, and gets in the 4x1 as part of that 4x1 group. You know, that 4x100 team of Lindy Maurer and Mia Crompton and Haley and Emily ran an amazing race. It could have gone catastrophically wrong, and they held it together and got in there and got third, which is awesome. Ran a really good race, and, you know, you look at Haley Garish. She was sitting in that state title spot for just a minute in that discus and then got out thrown at the last second, ends up in second, but she's broke a school record this year. You know, Lindsay Jesperson, she ran the 300 hurdles and took fourth. You go across the board with these kids, and everywhere you look, we had kids that were doing amazing. And some of these kids were doing it against hard things. You know, we had, I know Braxton Ware ran in our medley relay on Friday night, came home for a funeral, had his parents driving back up after the funeral to run the 4x4 and ran amazing times in that. You know, you can't say enough about some of the efforts some of these kids put in despite the hard things that were going around at the time. You know, Bradley Wood, you know, takes eighth in the shot, but usually 44 is an eighth place. Usually it's like top three or four. This year, put him there. You know, Timber Bennett took seventh in the javelin, and she threw a PR of 107 on her last throw at BYU. And, you know, every one of these kids has a story behind how they overcame adversity to get there. I mean, at BYU a couple weeks ago, she had a really tough meet, didn't throw very well, and that was weighing on her when you got to state. And, you know, I had Coach Johnson down there with her, and she just, you know, Timber put it together, and I'm so proud of her.
Coach, when it's all said and done, I know it's got to be bittersweet. I mean, it's a short but long season. You guys competed week in and week out, sometimes two meets, three meets a week. I mean, these kids, they compete really hard, and it's a lot in a very short period of time. But when you look back on it, special season, no doubt.
Yeah, you know, you look back, and I mean, if you think about it, I mean, the girls' side, Delta ends up winning the state title. Well, we beat Delta at Delta a couple weeks ago. You know, depending on who's in the meet and where it's at, just kind of depending on how good we were. You know, I felt like we competed well enough at state to be in the conversation, which was good. But, you know, it doesn't always go the way you want it to on points, and Delta did some really good things. But our girls have won quite a few meets this year. Our boys have been spectacular this year. They've put together some really good meets this year. We have a number of team trophies for both the girls and boys teams this year. And the most important thing is this team really came together as a team, and it bodes well for the future, because these seniors that we have on this team kind of have taught the underclassmen how to be leaders. This has been one of my best groups of seniors I've had that's led this team throughout the year, you know, and it's, you know, you have a Lindy Maurer that is just a great leader there. You got a Mariah Salida that's an amazing leader on that throws group. And they kind of help teach everybody what it's like to be part of Carbon High, that it doesn't matter if you're a freshman like my boy. I couldn't have picked a better group to mentor my own child than this group that's there. And I can't say enough about them.
Yeah, I think you phrased that perfectly, Coach. I know that The job, in my opinion, when it comes to high school athletics as a senior of the senior class, is to always set up the underclassmen and leave the program in a better spot than where it was when they arrived as seniors. And it sounds like that's exactly what this senior group has done.
Yeah, it has. I mean, I don't think if I could handpick a group to be a mentoring group, I don't think I could have handpicked a better group than this group to kind of keep our program going in the right direction. I mean, we've kind of got this reputation now in the state as a team that week in, week out, you got to look out for Carbon High. And it's not just the girls' team. The boys' team's there now, too, as well. And it's fun to walk into a meet and people are like, oh, man, here comes Carbon High, you know, and what are we going to do with them? And, you know, it's a lot of fun to be that team that people look at, and coaches come up and ask us all the time, you know, how are your kids like this? And it's fun as a coach to be like, I don't know. Their parents did a great job raising them. We just had good kids, you know. And it's good when we have kids that come in the program, and I can't say enough about the parents. The parents do a great job with their kids, and we get to watch them kind of perform on the stage, and it's fun.
Coach, I know that track and field is different than a lot of sports. I mean, you see traveling teams for baseball. We'll see traveling teams for basketball. I know football workouts will really ramp up here in the very near future. How do you handle the offseason? What are the plans this year to kind of keep the momentum moving forward? And I'm sure some of these kids will be participating in cross country, which will start up in the fall.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing, Jordan, is I know a lot of coaches at the high school this way, and I am 100% an advocate for multi-sport. I don't get into the whole, our program does a lot of stuff, but it wears on kids too. It is a little bit of a crazy busy season, but hopefully we prepared these kids for the next sport that they're jumping into. If you look at Carbon High track, you know, Beverly Lancaster, she's a soccer cross country kid. You know, you look at, a lot of these kids will go into cross country. Some of them go into football. Some of them go into volleyball. A lot of them play basketball. That's the nature is our off-season program is we expect them to go do another sport, you know, go be part of another sport, go be active. You know, I talked to a lot of the kids on the way home and said, hey, what's your plans in the spring? What's your plans in the summer? You know, are you going to go run cross-country miles? Are you going to go to a volleyball camp? Are you going to go to a football camp? You know, what are you going to do to keep going in this direction, whether they're good enough to be on a team or not? You know, get involved in the county rec programs if you're not. And that's the thing is we preach that with these kids a lot because there are several studies and a lot of articles written out there by a lot of way smarter people than I am that basically tell these kids multi-sport is the way you get into college, the way you get into the professional ranks is you need to be a multi-sport athlete. And so we really preach that with this track program and hopefully their kids will jump into that and do some good things and we try to support them when they do. And hopefully it'll make all of our other programs at Carbon High that much better.
Yeah, certainly. Certainly. Coach, it has been fun to catch up with you each week, sometimes multiple times when we have a lot going on. I definitely appreciate the conversations. I always appreciate you taking out the time. I really enjoy the conversations, sometimes more so even off-air, the off-air conversations that we have. I really appreciate everything, Coach.
No, I appreciate it too, Jordan. Thank you very much.
We're going to pause for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We'll talk NBA basketball. A lot going on in the NBA world. That's coming up next right here on Drive Time Sports.